Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 18th of January, 2024. And as we sit here tonight, and my voice is still preserved, but I took the old wheelchair down the hall to come to the computer, and I don't able to do it much because I'm so dadgum tired. But now, let me just say this. Davos is meeting and plotting your death, all right? Plotting the death of millions and actually probably billions of people on this planet. Destruction of the economies, the World War III, the whole nine yards, okay? So what we have to do is to understand. And then meanwhile, in the United States, I tell you, it comes out again. We talked about it earlier in the year, and we've talked about it four years, okay? That what we've said about the United States and the Financial Crimes Enforcement Unit of the Treasury, FinCEN, and the FBI is that they're surveilling everything. For years now, we've talked about that. Talked about the Treasury Department, all the stuff. And now Jim Jordan has finally figured out, and they wrote a letter about it. But here's the deal, man. You could have a Houthi rebel. And I'm going to talk more about them, too, real quick. Something inside the United States. But a Houthi rebel or a militia of the Iranians, you see, can come across the border and could probably, do just fine, you see. But what do we got? We got the Treasury Department and the FBI and all the people, the EIEIOs. And they're going after American citizens, not Houthi rebels. And I got more on that in a second, as I told you, all right? It's been all over the big media, Fox, been in the Blaze media, but on others, they're saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you purchased a Bible or other religious books online or in a store with your credit card or with Zelle or whatever, you know, any of these payment plans, then your banking and your credit cards gave it all up to the FBI and to the FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Unit. And what they're doing is they're taking names, addresses, phone numbers, and everything, supposedly with the January 6th crap. And if you recall, old Hawk told you, don't go to January 6th and jump on the first dog pile that you're going to see. I said, stay away from it. Because it's smacked of the Waco bet and the whole nine yards. And by George, it turned out because the FBI, the EIEIOs, and all of them were manipulating the whole deal. So you know what? This thing we're talking about, if you bought anything from Cabela's or sports or a Bass Pro or Dick's Sporting Goods or anything, particularly, doesn't make any difference. Thing we're talking about, if you bought anything from Cabela's or sports or a Bass Pro or Dick's Sporting Goods or anything, particularly, Doesn't make any difference. Thing we're talking about. If you bought anything from Cabela's or sports or a Bass Pro or Dick's Sporting Goods or anything, particular thing we're talking about. If you bought anything from Cabela's or sports or a Bass Pro or Dick's Sporting Goods or anything, particularly, doesn't make any difference. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, their houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. Their houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. Shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So then that also is part of that Fourth Amendment. If you're buying a Bible or other religious books. So there you are. If you got a Second Amendment, you're buying a gun or ammunition. I'm going to tell you what, the FBI, this government, this Red China Joe, $1.8 billion, don't you know, by the Chinese, through the son Hunter, allegedly. They're violating your constitutional rights. They're violating your Bill of Rights. And we've always read the Declaration of Independence, the first document. The first document, have we not? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends. Oh, well, let's just read it. That to secure these rights, the governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the rights of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed would dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by establishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. This government, this FBI, this FinCEN, the Treasury, the United States government is violating the Constitution, violating the Bill of Rights, violating the Declaration of Independence. And I don't know Sooner or later, they're going to come down the road. All right? You know, I'm cutting out really bad, but I can't hardly help it. All right? I'm trying not to. Trying not to. Can you hear me now? This is at 6:12 Central, 7:12 Central. Can you hear me now? Everybody's not hearing it or something. I don't know what they're doing. Up on the good on the all of the GS radio. Very well. Try to have it in the archives 10 minutes after the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, try it again. Refresh and go to stevequayle.com, click on the thing, or go to gsradio.net, Hawk Show. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this government, this U.S. government, has sent a bunch of people also to Davos. Now we're hearing it 5x5. Thank you there, brother. Thank you in Oregon. Yes. Not D&D. Yes. That's in the South Carolina. Florida, we can hear you now. All right. Roger that in the Alleghenies. God bless you. All I'm telling you, and I'll repeat just this, that whenever the form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, laying out its foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such form as to them shall see most likely affect your safety and happiness. Now let me skip down. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, they did a refresh, all good now. Yes, yes, fantastic. This government is destroying the Financial Crimes Enforcement Bureau, Treasury, FBI, all the EIEIOs, the NSA, are violating your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Third and your Fourth, your Fifth Amendment, all the Ten Amendments and other portions. They're violating. This government is destroying the Financial Crimes Enforcement Bureau, Treasury, FBI, all the EIEIOs, the NSA, are violating your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Third and your Fourth, your Fifth Amendment, all the Ten Amendments and other portions. They're violating. This government is destroying the Financial Crimes Enforcement Bureau, Treasury, FBI, all the EIEIOs, the NSA, are violating your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Third and your Fourth, your Fifth Amendment, all the Ten Amendments and other portions. They're violating. And Force Bureau of Treasury, FBI, all the EIEIOs, the NSA, are violating your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Third and your Fourth, your Fifth Amendment, all the Ten Amendments and other portions. They're violating. And talk about them using the Red Chinese having used the United States CB bands and also the equivalent of the British CB bands. And they were using it, doing burst transmissions, coded burst transmission within CB. So, consequently, you would think that we would hear something about the Red Chinese doing it in the past, but they did not. They also used all of the different things we've talked to you about. We talked to you about their balloons. You would think that we would hear something about. You would think that we would hear something about the Red Chinese doing it in the past, but they did not. They also used all of the different things we've talked to you about. We talked to you about their balloons. Again, you would think that we would hear something about the Red Chinese doing it in the past, but they did not. They also used all of the different things we've talked to you about. We talked to you about their balloons. Again, I guess. And I'm trying to go to the story here on the ship. So the Jacksonville fire people, dead air. Yes, I understand, brother. Gentlemen, and a lot of the. And I'm trying to go to the story here on the ship. So the Jacksonville fire people, dead air. Yes, I understand, brother. Gentlemen, and a lot of the SIGINT people have suspected that they ordered the locals. And I'm going to tell you, this is just like the third big U.S. Navy ship fire in the United States this year. Remember the one where they lit it up in San Diego, set it on fire, it blew up? Well, now this was put out pretty quickly. Put out pretty quickly, but I'm going to tell you, I suspect that it was the Iranian ordered or the Houthi ordered through these code name or coding, like a Morse code, but in another language, but like a one-time pad code or what have you. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we're seeing as far as the we're going to be on in a second. No, let's see. No, somebody asked, do you think Global Star is off because of the weather? No, it's the government. It is this U.S. government. It is the EIEIOs that is doing it. And we'll be up with the full thing. Be up with full thing. I understand we're off, you say, but I'm going to tell you what, we're on. We'll have a full archive up there. Now, the Dow moved way up, but they ain't reporting this stuff. We have a fire there, but they report that's the Hudner. And then they hit our ships again. And then we're nailing them again, but Biden is not doing a doggone thing against Iran. And everybody else, Israelis, everybody else are talking about the world is getting ready to go to war. We've been telling you about that, haven't we? Telling you about it completely. Pretty big deal. So now, yeah, it is the government, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. Amendment 1, U.S. Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. And meanwhile, of the press right here, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. They are interrupting satellite feeds, probably my feed, every kind of feed. But we're going to have it up on the archives because we're hearing it loud and clear from me. So it is not the weather out there goofing with the GS Radio. Is the government likely doing the satellite stuff? They've done this for years. They did it for Steve for years. Many of your newer listeners, you do not remember. They used to knock it out all the time. When you tell the truth and you say there's power in the blood of Jesus, you can believe that these people do not like it. They worship Lucifer, the light bringer. And they're trying to destroy the United States government. And I'll do her again tomorrow night the same way if that's what they're going to do. If that's what they're going to do. And then they didn't like that I told you that you were back on. They were trying to do something different. But let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. The people that run this government, that are running this stuff, the FBI should read the Declaration of Independence. Benson should read it. The Bill of Rights. They're violating, this government's violating the first, the second, the third, the fourth. So if you bought a Bible or other religious material, you bought a gun, you bought ammunition, you got something from Cabela's, you could have got a sweatshirt or a pair of boots or Bass Pro, you got a fishing rod. But if they had that, it's, they think you had it. And we told you about they were doing that after January 6, 2022. Then, all of you had better understand that this is total financial Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment rights being violated of everybody and put in the list. They've been listening to you for years. This is not a question of not being on the list. It's a question mark, let me tell you what. And I'll read it again. Declaration of Independence. I bought it at Thomas Jefferson's home in the bookstore. Went a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the people, under an absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And the Pope is agreeing with the WEF and Klaus Schwab. Other Christians are going down the road saying that this is all part of the Lucy business they want you to be under. Yeah, it's the non-government. No, it is the government of Lucifer. They're the government of Lucifer. That is what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the broadcast because I'm telling the truth. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and the Lord preserved my voice, even though I have severe lung cancer and other cancer in the body from it. And I may be in a wheelchair, but I ain't down for the count, and I'm on the radio telling the truth. Telling the truth, telling the truth, telling the truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to get out of your business of these banking deals, play the games with them, all the stuff. They're giving up your information to the EIEIOs and your bank cards and the Zelles and all the stuff. I'm going to tell you what. You can go I'll tell you, it's hard to do some of this kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what. You can go to Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-506-4840, and you can go straight up there, and you can order gold, silver, platinum, palladium. I'm going to tell you, you can order that and have it shipped to you, and to heck with them, to heck with them. If they're going to do all of that kind of business, then to heck with them. Because, ladies and gentlemen, then they're a violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Then what does that allow you to do? I remember what Solzhenitsyn said, and how we burned in the camps. Later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during the periods of mass arrest, this is Solzhenitsyn, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn saying it. As the example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but it understood they had nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people. Of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love our freedom enough And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation than we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, they sometime are going to come for you. And that is why the Second Amendment was invented. Second Amendment was invented. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Reading that again. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed because they're there to protect you and your family. Yes, they're flagging Bible purchases, the banks. Basically, Russia is testing electronic warfare from Kaliningrad. Half of Poland to lose their stuff. But this is the United States doing this here, let me tell you, brother. And they've done it for years. Half of Poland loses GPS. Now, this electronic warfare, a lot of it that the Russians have been doing, we told you about that too. Much of it was developed by Iran a couple of years ago, and the Russians jumped in with money and helped them. This is the stuff also that they used to knock out the USS Donald Cook and all of the different U.S. vessels. And also, but the NSA... What I was telling you about, and I didn't say this already, but I'm going to say it. The NSA was told, the FBI were told by some of the SIGINT people that there was some kind of a Farsi or a Arabic usage of the United States CB bands with coded burst transmissions, just as the Chinese had done before. But now this was in either Farsi or Arabic or whatever, probably Houthis or the Iranians ordering their people inside the United States to possibly do a sabotage or to start a fire in that Hudner. Just like the Red Chinese likely started that fire on the ship out there in San Diego and the others. So, ladies and gentlemen, you had better have firearms, ammunition out the gazoo, and all the things they accuse you of. They're sooner or later going to send somebody to come and get you. To come and get you. So therefore, yes, therefore, maybe I ought to get that Bible right out again and read something out of it. Because you see, here we are. I'm going to go to Luke 21. All right, looking for it right now. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before. Got to read it again here. Delivering you up into synagogues and prisons and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you to a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, by the way. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be? They're going to cause you to put to death. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, and then know that their desolation draweth nigh. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to war. We got the Gog, Magog war, and we got a World War III, a Armageddon with 200 million man arms. So it is about to happen. It is about to go. Ah, yes, 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 yes. May the Lord Jesus tell you what is.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what, these people do not like the truth. They do not like to hear about the Lord Jesus, or they do not like to hear about the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. And I'm telling you what, we're going to try to be up on the archive in a little bit, and I'm just going to keep on going. Because I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And let me tell you what, the Bill of Rights is the Bill of Rights, and the federal government, all these people, your bank, at the behest of the Treasury and the FBI and all of them, flagged the purchase of your Bible or any other religious book you may have bought, or any book that you bought from any website, or a firearm or ammunition. You bought some from Cabela's or Bass Pro. My goodness, these are huge companies. But they provided all of that, and you're on the list, and I'm telling you, you'd better be prepared to understand what the Declaration of Independence says. You better read it, and you better read the Constitution and Bill of Rights, because this government is violating it. And they've been messing with the satellite, most likely. They knocked me off the Skype. And I still can't get back on the dadgum computer myself, so I'm on here. So I'm going to tell you what. The SIGINT, I'm going to repeat it again. The signal intelligence people started hearing Farsi or Arabic language usage in burst transmission coded within the citizen bands, the CB bands of the United States, just like the Chinese had done. Now, probably the Iranians were ordering people, and you know what? They sure didn't like the fact that I told you that fire in the USS Hunter that came back from the Red Sea and was in Mayport And all of a sudden, a quick fire started. Like, oh, yeah, they say the thing. Oh, they're investigating. But the fire was put out quickly by Jacksonville Fire. But I'm going to tell you what. It was probably ordered as a sabotage in the last couple of days by these Parsi or Arabic coded burst transmissions. And then some Signal Int people supposedly provided this information to the NSA, the no such, provided the information to the FBI, and they were not very much interested in it. Meanwhile, they're interested in whether you buy a Bible, because that says to them, you're a domestic terrorist. You buy a firearm, you're a domestic or international terrorist. So this government is coming for you. Me, everybody. They are not anything but a Luciferian scumbag communist government. And I can't help but tell you that they want to come after you, and that's why I read you Solzhenitsyn's porch again. Well, after I read you Solzhenitsyn's porch and more of the Bill of Rights, they knocked me off the computer. Probably got the all of it off now, you know, in terms of saying, I have no idea, but we're going to be up on the archives, I guarantee it. Because we're on the little talkie, we're on the little phone, and maybe some of you can hear, maybe some of you can't. And that's what they do. This is no longer the United States of America with the big A. No longer are you bound, are you under the Constitution Bill of Rights. But I tell you what, you're under the power of the blood of Jesus. Anybody who basically wants to assist the old hawk, anything you can possibly do, I appreciate it. All you can do. And to all those who sent a card, a letter, or something, to old hawk, I appreciate it so much. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, number 66208. And they sure don't want me on air some one way or the other, because they're trying to get after this stuff like you would not believe. They won't even open me up, man. They won't open me up on the business up here at all. Trying to do it again here some other way. Can't reach the page. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed and welcome for my situation, because they can zap you sonically or by frequency from above, satellite directed. I've talked to you about this. Generation of scalar frequencies to impact negatively the neurophysiological template, meaning a person, okay? To give them a disease, to give them a cancer, to use the harp or a harp-like device on you, too, to create different frequencies, which could then influence your mind or your attitude or your sleepiness or your anger or whatever. Just incredibly just incredibly evil. And that's all there is to it. Luciferian scumbags and the ones at Davos too. Switzerland. Oh, man, oh, man. I'm still trying to get on the air just with the other, just to see what we got coming. And we should be up on the archives fully after the show within 10 or 15 minutes at the worst. So I'm talking on the Little Talk, and we got it going through. It's still going up to gsradio.net. And boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm going to tell you, we have good people all down in Corpus Christi and in the in New Mexico and Albuquerque, Buffalo gals, all kind of different people all over, talking to the old hawk, and God bless y'all. So now maybe we'd be back on, but I'm going to go with the regular one I got right here, because now after we're over, they want to let me back on the internet so they can say, oh, you're a lie. Yeah. Bull crap. Evil Luciferian scumbags and the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, I tell you what. They ought to be refreshed in the mind of the FBI and all of them. And I'll tell you, any assistance most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. I am telling you, or a check. Just the address I gave you. If you would like to help the people in Indochina that are the missionary responsibility of the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S, T-O-W-N, P-A, 17067. Nunemaker. And these are the Montagnards in Indochina. And who found out about the old hawk, and they were praying for the hawk, I guess. God bless you all out there. Provide them Bibles and songbooks. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. May the Lord return to the 10,000-fold. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the Luciferians are up and out of the deal. Let me say that to you. I cannot answer my phone. Somebody's tried to call me. I cannot do it. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you. And if you get Daryl, the office manager, you get Steve, you get Tyler, one of his wonderful sons, or you get Stephanie, or anybody there, you tell them Hawk sent you. And I'm going to tell you, we'll be up on the internet as far as the archives right after this show. And I'm going to tell you, it's the federal government doing it. It ain't the Russians. It ain't the Russians, although the Russians are going to send their ships into the Red Sea. Don't go into their Luciferian knives out of fire, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, mighty men and women of valor, use your powerful weapons from space to strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus. Strike them out over there in Davos in Switzerland while they have the fairy princess of the forest and all that Lucy stuff going on over there. Bad Nigger Ranger, I know you're ready. Stick with Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, God bless you. You stay on your optics, brother, because you and your area run the show and are important. Road to track, little L. The Lord Jesus loves you all. And they mess with you. The Luciferians mess with me because they don't want you to know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in our Bill of Rights and Constitution. God bless you all. And good night. Go out and prepare food, water, medical supplies, ammunition. But go out locally. Get it if you can.